Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And speaking of the greatest, one of the movies that honestly gets votes all the time as the greatest film, not just the greatest film of its kind, but the greatest film period ever made, is, believe it or not, a 1940 film called Pinocchio, which tells a story that was first laid out in a best-selling, very influential literary work back in the 1880s, the Pinocchio books by Carlos Collodi. And the new Pinocchio, well, it's a live-action version starring Tom Hanks, with voices provided by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Keegan-Michael Key, and others who actually give voice to some of the animated characters like Jiminy Cricket and Pinocchio himself. So is it worth seeing? Is it a worthy follow-up to the classic that inspired it? We will get to that. We'll also be speaking with Kirk Cameron about his new film, which has received a great deal of acclaim, actually. It tells a true story about an adoption. We will get to that as well and speak to directly, be speaking with Kirk Cameron. Meanwhile, this is a full moon. And there is not only more ramifications about the new monarch in Britain and new goings-on in Parliament, which we will cover, but we'll go back in time all the way to August of 2010. Yeah, it's 12 years ago, for a Call of the Week classic of a collage of conspiracy callers concerned with visitors who are unauthorized aliens. Yeah, from other planets, in fact. That Call of the Week classic.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
Yeah, I was just wondering what you thought about the what seems to be a pretty good sized cover up.
I'm one of those people who believes that there are those in the government who are hiding what they know about UFOs. It's time for the truth to be brought out. That UFOs are not U.S. or Soviet devices. All we can do now is wait for some actions by the UFOs.
One night, my brother and I and a friend of ours were driving real slow in a deserted area, and we saw a little alien craft. And
you hadn't had a few beers or anything?
Well, we might have inhaled a substance or two.
Uh huh. Houston, we have a problem.
But it was there, and it was no doubt.
Hundreds of high-ranking military officers, pilots, defense intelligence personnel, astronauts, scientists, all maintain that as a result of experiences during the performance of their official duties, they have come to believe that some UFOs are not only real crafts, but probably extraterrestrial in origin.
I think that the vast majority of people probably think I'm nutty.
I have complete possession of my faculties.
It's about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm at the wheel, and I look off the port bow, and there's this huge white light underneath the surface of the water. I wake my brother up, and I said, John, you got to see this. So he wakes up, he looks at it, and he says, let's go check it out. So we start heading for it, and it starts coming at us because, you know, we were converging with our speeds. It goes right by the boat. I mean, I'm leaning over the side. I'm looking at this thing, and I can't remember if it was a humming sound or a vibration sound. This thing goes right by the boat. It goes right over the northern horizon. It looked to me like it wasn't more than 15 or 20 feet across, and it was the typical two saucers put together with a light swirling around the middle of it.
Ezekiel saw obviously amazing objects in the sky. Daniel was confronted by the supernatural being. Obviously, God uses angels, and then there's always the fallen angels, and the UFOs are part of the whole deal. So it's they've been here since the beginning, and they'll be here in the end. I mean, even Christopher Columbus said he saw a UFO, didn't he?
Not that I know of.
You've got some really highly credible people saying the extraordinary, and people have ignored it because the phenomena and the community surrounding it have got a lot of crackpots and nutcases and a lot of sensational stuff going on that has absolutely nothing to do with reality. It's time for the truth to be brought out.
Very curious. Very interesting. I think man is the most interesting insect on Earth. Don't you?
And always great to get the perspective of Marvin the Martian. What's fascinating about this is that's 12 years ago that people are calling in with all of that. And what has happened recently? What has happened recently is there are now more and more people, there's more and more governmental basis, there's more committee action in both houses of Congress, where people are taking it seriously, where there simply are too many incidents of veteran pilots and some actually deploying cameras that are taking a look at craft that can't be rationally explained as simply all illusions. Some of them are illusions, no doubt. But one of the things that experts in this field seem to say is that it is more likely that these are top secret as experimental vehicles that are created by either our own government or maybe even by another government. And yes, and the truth is there's also been an increase in substance abuse, particularly the kind of substance abuse that allows you to relax and to actually take a look at unexplained phenomena in the sky. Look, there was a phenomenon in the sky yesterday in Buckingham Palace where there was a double rainbow, and you've probably seen pictures of it. And it was right after Her Majesty died. Coincidence? Probably. Sure. But is that an important enough here on planet Earth that it actually could inspire some kind of inexplicable reaction? Well, it even inspired the leader of the Labour Party. The Labour Party has gone way over to the extreme left under Jeremy Corbyn. And Keir Starmer, who is a relatively moderate guy, at least compared to Jeremy Corbyn, the previous leader, has been leader of the opposition of the Labour Party since 2020. And he said this on the floor of Parliament today. Listen.
We must always remember one of the great lessons of our Queen's reign, that we are always better when we rise above the petty, the trivial, the day-to-day, to focus on the things that really matter, the things that unite us, rather than those which divide us. Our Elizabethan age may now be over, but her legacy will live on forever. And as the children of that era, it falls upon us to take that legacy forward, to show the same love of country, the love of one another, as she did, to show empathy and compassion, as she did, and to get Britain through this dark night and bring it into the dawn, as she did. We join together today not just to say goodbye to our Queen, to share in our mourning, but to say something else important. God save the King, because as one era ends, so another begins.
Okay, this is actually very reassuring, because there are members of the Labour Party who are anti-monarchist. Not many, it's not the majority, but certainly the Labour leader couldn't have given a a more appropriate or touching statement. So much for Sir Keir Starmer. Coming back on the Medved show, what about the popularity of the new king and why the name Charles? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
And on the Michael Medved show, Kirk Cameron is known to literally millions of Americans. He's known from the 1980s hit sitcom Growing Pains. It's amazing how, for a show that long ago, you can still recognize him. Same guy. And one of the things he does in his new movie, the new movie is called Life Mark, and it's opening in theaters nationwide today. It's also he plays a character who's supposed to be at different ages, about 50 in most of the film, and then there are flashbacks when he's supposed to be about 30. And Kirk can make it work either way. I know and respect him most recently for his project Fireproof that he made together with the Kendrick brothers, who have actually, the Kendrick brothers have made a great many faith-based movies that have been very successful. This is the first of their movies that's inspired by a true story. And one of the things that I enjoyed about the film is there's sort of a comic relief character who plays the a 18-year-old boy is the main focus of the film. And he's based upon a real individual who is today a very successful attorney. But when he was 18, he had a change in his life, which is that under the law, the his birth mother, who had given up for adoption 18 years ago when he was a very young baby, his birth mother had the right to contact him. And basically, the film is about that, and about someone who has never met, known anything about his birth mother at all, but all of a sudden encounters her. And the part that I was saying about the comic relief character, who sort of generally in movies about high school kids, and this may be even true in real life, if there's someone who's supposed to be the comic relief, he's usually overweight, and that's the case here, and he has bright red hair, and he's constantly filming things. But what's interesting about this is the real story that this is based on was originally a documentary that was put together from that kind of footage that followed this young man. And it's a film which is called Life Mark. It opens today. Sounds like this.
I've always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
You want to talk to them?
I don't think he'd want to talk to me.
There's only one way to find out.
I guess maybe I didn't want to feel different.
God gave you to me and Mom as a gift, and you will always be our son.
Is that your birth mom? She wants to meet.
Really?
This is huge!
It's huge. He looks upon that as a basis for the filming that he's doing of this young man. In any event, the movie basically is based on a prior documentary, which was called Life on Parker Street, which focuses on the same a reconnection between a birth mother and her 18-year-old son, and what is revealed to him at that point by his birth mother is that she had actually gone into an abortion clinic. And it shows, by the way, how difficult it must be for a young woman who had demonstrators who were shouting at her not to terminate her pregnancy. She went in, and then the result of her decision was not necessarily a change in her life as much as it was the gift of life for this individual. And what makes the film actually work is that all the characters in it are believable, and they all have vulnerabilities, and particularly the adoptive mother. And a part of the true story involves the fact that this is a family that did have children before who had suffered from genetic diseases and not survived. It's a movie that's will surprise you and moves along at a shockingly brisk pace with characters that you can believe and even admire. 3 stars for the PG-13 Life Mark. And yes, it gets PG-13 because it deals with issues quite literally of life and death. Speaking of life and death, I've mentioned before that one of the difficulties that we have right now in public life is people rising to the occasion and sometimes hearing tributes for Queen Elizabeth and what her life meant and what her death signifies. The tribute from Piers Morgan on Fox News, of course he used to have his own show on CNN, but this British commentator had this to say. This is clip one.
And she represents, Sean, in my opinion, the very best of British values. Stoicism, resilience, duty, humility, strength of character, never plays the victim, always looking forward, always putting the country before herself. These kind of leaders are incredibly unusual. You know, I would imagine if she ever ran for public office, which she obviously never did, she would have won by a massive landslide and been the greatest prime minister we ever had, because she had all the qualities you want from a leader. And of course, she met 13 American presidents. She met 15 British prime ministers, another 100 world leaders. So she was gathering all the time this extraordinary amount of knowledge and wisdom about leadership from leaders and about the world, and it made her one of the wisest people I've certainly ever met. I met her on a number of occasions, had the great privilege of it, and she was a remarkably intelligent and feisty and strong woman.
Which, again, is one of those things you hear about Elizabeth, and that strikes me from a lot of people who knew her. I never met the Queen. I wish I had, of course. I did meet Princess Diana for about 10 seconds, but for the Queen, she was very bright, and she apparently kept a journal. It's one of those things that I think is going to come out of this, and people say, well, what's next? One of the things that's going to be next is, and I think it's going to be there because it will help support Charles's reign, is a publication of some of the journals that she has kept so faithfully for all 70 years of her reign. Can you imagine? And with all of the world leaders, 14 U.S. presidents, for instance, that she met, it would be, I think, a colossal and remarkable bestseller. Speaking of bestsellers, what about the new Pinocchio and another film about a real live monkey? Yeah, Gigi and Nate. That coming up on the Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles is beginning his reign as British monarch with a solemn pledge to serve with love and loyalty. In a televised address after the death of Queen Elizabeth, Charles praised his mother's dedication to her people. Vice President Kamala Harris says America's leadership in space must be preserved and enhanced.
Which is the recognition, of course, that space can and must be protected for the benefit of all people.
Speaking at NASA in Houston, Harris called it essential to U.S. national and economic security. Thousands are honoring the life of a Memphis mother who was kidnapped and murdered while jogging. They gathered on the campus of the University of Memphis at 4:20 a.m. Friday morning to complete an 8.2-mile run that Eliza Fletcher was on before her death. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael Medved Show. Pleasure to welcome to the show Kirk Cameron, who we were just talking about. He is a very busy guy at the moment because his new movie, which is called Life Mark, is just opening all around the country tonight in theaters probably near you. And the movie, as I mentioned and describing it to you, is about adoption and is about an adoptive young man who ended up becoming a very successful lawyer in real life and somebody with a strong passion for supporting the cause of adoption. You have the same passion, don't you, Kirk? You have at least one adoptive child.
Yes, well, Michael, I have a great heart for adoption. In fact, my wife and I have six children, and four of our children are adopted, and my wife herself is an adopted child. So I have a gratitude that will forever be with me for those young women and men who chose to love their baby and give them a chance to live. And this is at the very heart of why I made this new movie, Life Mark, which is out this weekend. Tonight, actually, and it's going to make a huge impact on the nation because it's a true story, and it's coming at a perfect time in our nation's history.
Well, you talk about the true story here. One of the criticisms that I'm sure you're anticipating for this is that the characters are so real and they're so likable, they're so admirable. The birth mother, even the birth father, who takes a while to be brought into the picture, but coming together to basically get to know this child that had been given away 18 years before. Is it a fair criticism of your film to say that this is really a best case adoption? That sometimes, if for the literally millions of people out there who have been involved in adoption, sometimes it's much tougher.
Oh my goodness, Michael, I would say that we have to acknowledge and be honest about the fact that the best things in life are not easy. They're not perfect. We rarely have best case scenarios. Marriage is difficult. It's challenging. I think it's supposed to be, because it's a school where we learn how to love others even more than ourselves. We learn forgiveness. We learn the most important things in life. And coming together as a family sometimes happens under difficult circumstances. And I know personally that adoption is a beautiful gift. And so this story of Life Mark wasn't polished for the theaters. This is the way this story actually happened, which is why I had to tell it this way. In fact, I saw a short documentary called I Lived on Parker Avenue about an 18-year-old girl who had an unplanned pregnancy. She chose adoption over abortion. And this young man was adopted into this loving family. At 19 years old, he has a chance to meet his birth mother. She thinks he hates her. And he says no. He wraps her up in a loving embrace, says, thank you, I love my adoptive family. And now this birth mom and this young man are now traveling around the country. Actually, he's an adoption lawyer helping other families to choose life and to adopt babies into their home. It's so moving. It's so heartfelt. And we didn't make a thing up. So I think people are going to be thrilled. Their heart is going to be full, and they're going to leave the movie theaters valuing and treasuring life for what it is, a gift from God.
Have your, if you don't mind my asking, but it's very much part of the public record and the cause that you're promoting here, which is the cause of adoption and life, have your four adoptive children met their birth mothers?
So these missing pieces to the puzzle obviously are very, very personal. And some of our kids have desired to connect with their birth mother or father, and others have not. In fact, a beautiful story is when my oldest daughter, Isabella, she connected with her birth mother recently. She found out, and this is on public record, she found out that actually her mother was headed to an abortion clinic three times and was unable to go through with it for various reasons, car troubles, all sorts of things, and eventually felt that she wanted to give something better to her baby than what she had planned. And she placed her up for an adoption. 19 years later, Bella reaches out to her. They meet, and not only did they meet, she spent last Mother's Day weekend with her in person for the very first time after all of these years, and they've got this blossoming friendship. They both share a faith in God, and they're so grateful for one another, and we are so grateful for her. The story doesn't always turn out that way, but I think that we can agree that in the midst of an unplanned pregnancy, there's more than one perspective to consider. It's not just about the rights of the mother. It's also about the possibilities and the beauty of life for that innocent human baby. There's the birth father and his concerns about the whole thing, and not to mention the thousands of couples around the country who are longing to start a family but cannot have children on their own. And we think that adoption is the loving choice in a tender situation like that.
And you make the case beautifully. I was moved by the film. You didn't hear before on the show, before you got here, I mentioned I'm giving it 3 stars, which is one of our highest ratings of the year. And part of what I think is remarkable about the movie, and I see this pattern really in your life's work, Kirk, is that there's so much negativity about our country right now, and the idea that there are families that are broken, there are individuals that are broken, there are systems that are broken. This is a film, and I think it's also a truth in America, of a very loving family. You play a dad, an adoptive dad, who had actually lost children of his own. You met the actual character you were playing before acting in this film, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did. So I play the adoptive father, and I have lots to draw from in my own personal experience as a dad of six kids and four of them being adopted, which was really a thrill. And, you know, Michael, this storyline came right from the way things really happened. The skydiving, the cliff jumping, the ATV racing. They loved to do those things. The knife throwing, the high school wrestling, the brain operation. Of young David. All of this stuff is true, and we even lifted dialogue straight from the mouths of the real people as they were being interviewed for the real-life documentary. So when people say, oh, you polished it, you created it, you made this for the movies, no, we didn't. We couldn't have written a story as compelling as this. We believe that this was written in heaven, and even though we started it in 2019 and planned to release this movie a year ago, it was delayed, we believe, providentially, and the COVID pandemic shutdown pushed its release to where it could only be opened right now, which happened to be just weeks after the Supreme Court decision to overthrow Roe v. Wade. What were the chances that we would see that in our lifetime and that a movie would rush into the theaters celebrating the value of life and the beauty of adoption?
Well, the name of the movie is Life, Mark, and again, it's a film that is opening up across the country, and particularly whether or not you agree with the general pro-life cause, it's a film that will get you thinking, and I think could move you very deeply. I wish you congratulations on it, Kirk Cameron. And Godspeed. Okay, there are other films that are aimed at family audiences. One of them, a remake of Pinocchio, which actually follows the original classic film fairly well and features Tom Hanks. So what can go wrong? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a film about a monkey who becomes a service animal for a paralyzed young man. And also based on a true story. We'll talk about that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And wishing you a glorious weekend and a time for some perspective at the end of summer. I mean, and okay, I know it's not really the end of summer yet, but kids are already back in school, at least where there aren't teacher strikes as there are here in Seattle. And a great time for perspective on a changing of the guard. 2 million people every year go watch the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace, and we're watching a deeper changing of the guard with the passing of Queen Elizabeth. And to get just some perspective, even CBS News did a good summing up on the remarkable relationship of the United States and the United Kingdom, and on the Queen's relationship to the 14 U.S. presidents that she got to know over the years. Listen.
Harry Truman was the first to host Elizabeth, then Princess, saying the royal couple, quote, captured the hearts of all of us. And so it would be for decades to come. America, a country that threw off monarchy, captivated by a monarch for the ages. Elizabeth hosted Richard Nixon inside Buckingham, visible in the background, a young Prince Charles. Later, a grand visit to the U.S. for the bicentennial. Gerald Ford and the Queen danced with elegance and ease. Another enduring image, the Queen and Ronald Reagan riding horseback at Windsor Castle. George H.W. Bush would later play host, but because no height adjustment was made at the podium, the Queen's remarks were obscured. She joked about it in an address to Congress.
I do hope you can see me today from where you are.
George W. Bush welcomed the Queen and nearly aged her by some 200 years.
You helped our nation celebrate its bicentennial in 1976.
Barack Obama, continuing a trend where U.S. presidents have had difficulty navigating royal protocol, mistakenly spoke over the British national anthem.
To the Queen.
Donald Trump would later commit a very public gaffe, walking in front of the Queen and then stopping, forcing her to walk awkwardly around him.
There's also that great story that there's a president who decided to take Her Majesty to a baseball game. Which president? Somebody who was an all-star baseball player in the Ivy League, George Herbert Walker Bush, who was a pretty good first baseman for Yale. Meanwhile, we also have more in the realm of movies. Okay, the big movie for today is a new version of Pinocchio. And look, Bob Zemeckis has made so many great films. I mean, he's known for Forrest Gump and the Back to the Future films and much more. Polar Express he did previously with Tom Hanks. And all of a sudden, he has been taken on as a director for a project that Disney had been working on for some time. It's based very closely on the script to the original Pinocchio film from 1940, which was a classic and a gem and beautifully animated. This has all kinds of wonderful touches. It takes a while to get off the ground. They actually take you on a tour virtually of Geppetto's toy shop, where he makes all kinds of fascinating cuckoo clocks. I think if Disney can find a way to sell them, and they will, that's a whole side hustle they can have here. But eventually Geppetto is amazed when the Blue Fairy, who's played by Cynthia Erivo, comes into his room in blue moonlight and brings the little marionette he has just constructed to life. Well, the rest you'll find very familiar. Listen.
Pinocchio is running around loose without a conscience. Can you imagine the trouble he's going to get into?
Wouldn't want that on my conscience.
Everybody who's anybody wants to be a somebody.
And I want to be real.
Why on earth would you want to be real when you can be
famous? You will always be my real boy.
Okay, there are four of the original songs from the 1940 Pinocchio, including When You Wish Upon a Star, that you were just hearing then. They left out Let Your Conscience Be Your Guide, Give a Little Whistle, which is actually one of my favorite songs, but that was left out. The if anything, this film is a little bit darker. There are smoke monsters that come up on Pleasure Island. It's not Monstro the Whale now, it's Monstro the Sea Monster. And the film is watchable, and Tom Hanks is wonderful, and he's a great addition to the film and makes Geppetto a character, and not just a cipher. But the truth of the matter is that for very young children, it will be much too scary, and it is rated PG, however. And for others, it will be familiar. It also is a film that takes its time, and some of the computer-generated animated characters, like the fox who leads him into show business, who's played by Keegan-Michael Key, is very good and an admirable addition here. There's also actually a love interest for Pinocchio, which is brand new, that doesn't really work, but 2.5 stars. It's streaming on Disney Plus. It's rated PG. A PG-13 film that is actually a film with some pretty harrowing scenes, including an attempted suicide, is a movie based on a true story of a young man who is injured in a diving accident, a lake diving accident, and he's paralyzed, becomes a quadriplegic, and then he gets a capuchin monkey, and the monkey they use in the film is just remarkable. You even think that it's going to be partially animated. It's a monkey, and the monkey is a superstar. Listen.
When I got paralyzed,
I had nurses around the clock.
And 1 year ago, my life completely changed.
I'd like to request a service animal for my son.
And that's when I got Gigi.
He has a monkey.
It's free country.
Mom, I can't keep a freaking monkey in the house.
Can I get a picture?
Smile, little monkey.
Gigi allows me to live my life to the fullest every single day.
I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for her.
Okay, the film stars Marsha Gay Harden as the mother of the young man, Jim Belushi as his father, Diane Ladd as his grandmother, and they're all fine. The movie is meant to be a big-time tearjerker and doesn't quite make it, though there is one particularly scary film about the household dog who doesn't welcome the addition of this new monkey. And there's also a manipulative plot twist that kind of spoils the movie, because it's unclear how much any of this is based on truth, but there's an animal rights organization that is protesting the idea of using primates of any kind as service animals because they're supposed to be too close to human. And the cartoonish way in which the animal rights people are portrayed and the entire subplot that has a kind of manipulative, very manipulative, and not believable resolution, that actually leaves a frustrated feeling with the film. I do not know how they got so much. You say facial expressions, it possibly may involve cute computer graphic manipulation, but it's amazing. I've never seen such expressive faces on any animal in any performance. Gigi and Nate is PG-13. It's playing in theaters. It gets a rating of 2 stars. And there's a question about 9-1-1, about 9-11, because Sunday is 9-11. That's coming up, and we should all remember. But does America remember anymore? There's a new poll that shows that American concern about terrorism is at an all-time low. Now, on the one hand, you could say, well, that's a good thing. We're less fearful. But on the other hand, does that invite some future terrorist incident? We'll consider that on Monday on the Medved Show. And environment is upside down, says Politico. Why Dems are winning the culture wars, but may not be winning at the ballot box. Changes in public opinion may have reversed the political landscape of the culture wars, but that's not really registering yet in terms of what's happening in November. And Kanye West says that in honor of Queen Elizabeth and her passing, he is releasing all grudges. What exactly does that mean? And then I've been talking about this for years, how conspiracy theories can ruin your life. There's a Texas conspiracist whose unpaid tickets and public lies have landed him in federal prison. We'll talk about his plight and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.